Gertner, roll on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Turned back out on the play to Vanessa Winner. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winner's on the money.
Money? Enjoy ScoresBroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us. Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here! Murphy is in the open area, behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it. Catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening to everybody here on Scores. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. And it's our 11th trip to the Pequa Division IV Boys Sectional Tournament. Garbery Jim, the scene tonight. Game two of three games here at Pequa. One already in the books. Fairlawn defeated Bradford 72-44 in the very first game of the Pequa Boys D4 Sectional Tournament. And we've got number two for you here on the web on scoresbroadcast.com, featuring Jackson Center and Mississinewa Valley. Head coach Scott Elkridge's team is 15-6 on the year, closing out with a rush, taking seven of the last eight, winning five in a row to finalize the season, 11-3 over the last 14 after a 4-3 start. Of course, Brady Wildermuth, who scored 40 against Marion Local back on January 21st, leads the way at 22 points a game. Chuck, it's a team which has been getting contributions from other players here in the last few weeks, including Calvin Winter, a freshman. He's had 12 points and 9 points and two big wins for Jackson Center late in the campaign.
Well, that's what they've needed all year. I mean, they obviously were counting on Wildermuth. He's the best big man in the area. But then Bryce Sosby, they were really counting on him to be a big-time scorer. And he's had some games where he just really couldn't get a shot off. But they got Trent Flatfoot, a sophomore, and now with Calvin Winter starting to score. I mean, that was what was going to make they played great defense. And what was hurting them was they were slack off, and they were against Rushi. They had three guys around Wildermuth and dared the other guys to shoot it. They're starting to play much better basketball now offensively, and that's going to make them a force here in the tournament.
Yep, sure will. And that 40-35 upset overtime victory against Fort Loramie on February 10th, Flatfoot and Winter combined for 17. In fact, Flatfoot made a big shot very late in that game inside the last 10 seconds to tie it up. Fort Loramie fell behind right away to Jackson Center in the overtime, and the Tigers went on to take that game, forcing Fort Loramie into third place in the Shelby County League when the season finished out. Fairlawn number two, Rushi, won it for the fourth straight year. Jackson Center Tigers here in 2016-17, as I mentioned, a 15-6 mark. What a way to close the year. Victories against Minster, 58-55. Fort Loramie and OT, 40-35. At Lima Temple, Benign, a 62-40 triumph on the road at Houston, 63-40, almost the same score in the season finale against Riverside. It's a team to be feared, Chuck. You can count on very good defense. Tigers will take seconds off the precious clock when they run their attack, very disciplined. And as we've cited here in the pregame, boy, 25, 30 points from three or four additional players to go along with Wildermuth. You can just about count on what, 20, 21, 22 from Brady. And if Jackson Center can get 45 or 50 with their defense, the Tigers can be a force in this upper bracket of the boys' Division IV sectional tournament. Jackson Center a 4 seed, Fairlawn a 2 seed. Those are the top 2 seeds in the upper. Of course, Rushi the 1, Fort Laramie the 3 in the lower half of the tournament.
Well, any team that's coached by Scott Elkert is going to be somebody you better be worried about.
Yep.
Then you add the 6'6 Willamette out there. Those two just by themselves make them somebody to fear. When these young guys are starting to make some baskets and allowing Brady to have more room to maneuver around the basket. And the other thing that Brady's done this year is he doesn't foul like he did, and he is
right.
He is the best shot blocker in Division IV that I've seen.
Isn't he, though? And oftentimes he keeps it in play.
Yep. He and it's not necessarily his guy he's blocking. He
right.
does a great job of coming down and helping out defensively.
Brady Wildermuth, number 2 in County Player of the Year honors, won by Nate Lessing, who poured in 33 in Game 1 tonight. Fairlawn disposed of its opponent Bradford 72-44. It was pretty tight through the first 10-11 minutes or so. Drew Brodigam had 12. Josh Reck had 10 in that first game here tonight, advancing Fairlawn into a second-round clash with Botkins on Tuesday at 6. I'd like to remind you that all 4 games on Tuesday and Wednesday will be covered here on scoresbroadcast.com beginning at 5:45 p.m. both nights, Tuesday and Wednesday. The winner of this game that we are webcasting here on scoresbroadcast.com meets the winner of the 3rd game tonight here at Piqua, which we will not cover, Ansonia Covington. If Jackson Center wins, it'll play the Ansonia Covington victor on Tuesday at 7:30 in the 2nd game after Fairlawn meets Botkins in Game 1. Should be a very interesting sectional tournament. Of course, if everything holds up according to plan, we've got the top 4 seeds meeting in the upper bracket and lower bracket sectional championships. And those 2 games would be held a week from tonight, a week from tomorrow night. And this place will be jam-packed to the Raptors.
It always is. And I've always said that this is the Shelby County League tournament, and they invite a few other teams to come in and play. But for the most part, the Shelby County League teams have dominated going down to Dayton and playing in the district.
Very familiar face on the sideline just to our left, head coach of the Mississinewa Blackhawks, Tim Bargy. In his 3rd year, he's coached in excess of 30, 32 to be exact, longest stint, 23 years coaching the Versailles girls. He's had stops at Rushi and Fairlawn in the Shelby County League previous to the 3 at Mississinewa, a few years at Yellow Springs. In fact, we covered one of Coach Bargy's games in the district
right.
when the Yellow Springs girls advanced 4 years ago to district play after the Yellow Springs girls, coached by Tim Bargy, won the sectional. So he's had many stops. He loves coaching. And he said there were a couple of years in those many, many years, 3 decades plus of coaching, he didn't coach. He was at home with his wife, he said.
Well, sometimes you have to.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service, the Bluffton University MBA program, finished in 2 years, go one night a week, Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier, Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. From Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. In Anna, thanks to Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus a myriad of customized promotional items, mugs, pens, T-shirts, and more, provided by Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And don't forget, veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits now. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Starting lineups have been introduced for Mississinewa. Jackson Center Tigers coming out momentarily. In the opening five, Trent Blackfoot, 5'11 and a sophomore. He's joined at guard by Gavin Boozer, 6 feet and a junior. And Bryce Sosby, 5'10 and a junior. Brady Wildermuth, almost 22 points a game. 6 feet, 6 inches tall and a senior. And Calvin Winter, the young freshman about whom we spoke here in the pregame, 6'2, just a frosh. He is really coming into his own. Head coach Scott Elkert with a nice insertion a little beyond the midway point of the year. He is 6'2", has broad shoulders, doesn't play like a freshman, and he's provided the Tigers with some impetus on offense and more size on the inside defensively.
Well, the more help they can get Wildermuth, the better off they're going to be, that's for sure.
Mississinewa Blackhawks in the road, black-white numbers outlined in red. Opening five for Mississinewa. And we're all set to start this game here tonight. Opening tap goes to Mississinewa, which features two starters from a year ago in the opening five. You may recall the names Trenton Perkins, 6 foot senior, Ethan Bowman, 6'1 junior. Bowman, a double-digit scorer last year as a soft. He's averaging 15 a game this year. Perkins at 9. The sixth man a year ago, Andrew Johns, is a 6'1 senior starter this year. Additional starters are Matt Slob, a 6'4 junior, DJ Howell, a 6 foot sophomore. Blackhawks won the opening toss and are playing Jackson Center ball right now on offense, Chuck. Just flipping it around the top of the key. In fact, 50 seconds are gone off the clock.
Well, I mean, it's a combination of them not wanting to force anything, but Jackson Center's defense.
Mississinewa's got the ball out high. It's being held 25 feet away by Perkins. Dumps it down into the corner to Bowman. Rotated on top to Slob. And here's a near steal out near the timeline by Wildermuth. Good overplay by him, but the ball is collected nonetheless to DJ Howell. A minute 20 gone here in the opening quarter. Jackson Center, the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. As I mentioned, Mississinewa, black from top to bottom. White numerals, red trim. And 90 seconds have been worked off the clock by Mississinewa, which got the tip to start the game. Sosby is guarding a Mississinewa player 20 feet away out on the floor. That's Ethan Bowman, who controls the action near the Pickwa Indians logo. A few steps across midcourt, all the way down to 6:08 to go here in the first quarter. And lo and behold, there's a shot taken by Ethan Bowman. 22-footer, high left, three-pointer off the back iron, no good. Jackson Center off and running. Winner down to Wildermuth, right corner winner. The jumper hit the ring. and it's yanked down by the Blackhawks. A little over two gone here in the first quarter. No score, nothing, nothing. Not ready to say it's a defensive duel, Chuck, but Mississinawa's in its second possession in 2.5 minutes to start the game. Bowman's got the ball, elbow on the left. Fades away, shoots the 17-footer, hit the rim short, no good. Rebound left corner, who's got it? Jackson centers flat foot, went sprawling on the floor. He was nearly undercut by the Blackhawks player. Flatfoot did get a piece of it last, out of bounds. Mississinawa controls. 5:25 to go first quarter. Here's Bowman. He's the shot maker for this team. He's got the ball 25 feet away. Looks down inside for a teammate posting up. It's Matt Slob. Holding foul, though, I think, on Winner.
That was a little touchy foul.
Ethan Bowman inbounding right of the basket for the Blackhawks. He looks. Lobs in out on the top of the key. Held there by Andrew Johns. Hand off to Perkins. Elbow on the left to DJ Howell. Howell on the dribble. 20 feet away, Bowman. Now back out near midcourt. Handled there by Howell. Howell and Johns play pitch and catch. Now it's handed off on the play to Bowman, who is a good six steps beyond the arc straight away, guarded by Sosby of Jackson Center. Chuck, I said about 15 minutes before the webcast started, hope the winning team produces 50 points tonight. That'll mean we'll have action. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Mississinawa shoots a three, deep left corner, missed it. Jackson Center off and running. Wildermuth the winner. Left side to Sosby. Sosby thought about shooting, didn't. Still no score. We played 3.5 minutes in the opening quarter.
Well, that's what Jackson has to guard against, is they don't have the ball very often. You tend to want to jack it up when you get the ball into half court. They've got to run their offense.
Right. This is only the fourth possession of the game. Jackson Center second. Blackhawks had two. Here's a deep three. Left corner. Boozer lets it fly. Way hard. Didn't catch iron. Rebound weak side. Mississinawa. Half the first quarter is gone by. 0-0 on the scoreboard. Far left wing, it's Slob for Mississinawa. Popping out to catch, straight away Perkins. Ball rotated, 1-2, passes down inside, intended for Bowman, broken up by Jackson.
0-0 tie at the end of the first quarter.